Phillies and Padres starting a series Monday from San Diego. Padres manager Andy Green with a lot on his mind, like trying to pitch to the minor league home run leader at the time of his call-up last week, Rhys Hoskins of the Phillies.
Travis Wood into his windup. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, belted. Deep left field, and that one is going to go. It is gone. Off the facing of the second deck, and Rhys Hoskins has home run number one in the big leagues.
He's going to get a silent treatment.
Pretty close play there at second base. The pitch swung on, bloop towards center. Coming on, Herrera still coming. He dives. He didn't get it. He kicked it away from him out in front. Coming around third, Spangenberg. He's being waved home. Herrera's throw is not in time. Tie game. Bottom of the sixth. It's 3-3. 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Line to left center field. That's a base hit. And two runs are going to score. Two-run single for Perella. And the Padres now have a 6-3 lead. 1-2. Swung on, hit high, hit deep. Left center field, going back, Perella to the track and the wall. It is gone. Another home run for Rhys Hoskins. He's got number two in the big leagues. His first multi-home run game as he's homered twice tonight here at Petco Park. And the Phillies get one back. It's 6-4. Swung on, hit in the air, deep. Left field. Going back, Hoskins to the track. He pulls up, and it's gone. Spangenberg, an opposite field home run. He's reached base four times tonight. And just like that, the Padres open up a three-run advantage again. Spangenberg's 11th of the year at 7-4 San Diego.
The Phillies pitchers have got to figure out how to pitch at the knees.
The Phillies out-hit the Padres 11-10, but they leave 10 on base in a 7-4 loss Monday in San Diego. Afterwards, here's Phillies manager Pete Mackinnon.
We scored, they answered back, and we got plenty of hits, but didn't get enough runs. Michael Franco hit that ball in the right center. I thought could have led to something, but he hit the ball good. But Hoskins, obviously, big bright spot of the day with two home runs. He broke out and he looked better. He looked a lot better at the plate. Herrera, big RBI. Hoskins, obviously, too. And Cesar, I thought that could have been scored a hit. Third base for me to. I thought they could have given me a hit on that, but anyway, we scored the other run on that. And Eichhoff, he threw a lot of pitches in five innings. Only gave up one earned run, but he scuffled to do it, and he got through it.
Were you a little short back there? Is that why Pinto, you kind of had to ride him there?
Yeah. You know, and in this kind of a game, I didn't want to use everybody because we had the 4 1/3 game. We had the one inning game by Vinny. We got to be careful with that. We lost Leiter because he's starting tomorrow, so we didn't have a lot of length. And then again, we want to see these guys pitch. They're all young. They're learning, making mistakes, and learning from them. And,
do you have enough pitching for tomorrow?
Yeah, we should be okay tomorrow. You know, hopefully Leiter will give us. Five plus innings, six, seven innings, who knows? He's been pitching very well, but we're in pretty good shape for tomorrow.
Like, that's a taste of what Hoskins could give you in the future, you at least.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's hit two home runs in the same game for us this year, and it was nice to see him do that, especially when he got behind with two strikes that second one. It's good to see. Hope to see more.
Despite the loss, Rhys Hoskins became the first Phillies player to hit his first two career home runs in the same game since Scott Rolen did it back in August of 1996. Here's Hoskins on his big night.
There's probably 30 of them, 40 of them. So it was, obviously it's pretty cool to do that in front of some family and friends.
You hit them both pretty good. They were not cheapies.
Yeah.
Feel good off the bat?
Yeah. You know, Stairs and I talked about today about trying to get more on time and catch a ball up front. He beat me in my first at bat and came in and said the same exact thing to me, and the second at bat did it.
What was your reaction coming to the dugout and seeing nobody doing anything?
Well, I was running back to the dugout and Tom was walking up and he kind of stone-colded me. I immediately knew it was coming, started laughing, and you know, went into the fake handshakes, but you know, it was fun, something I'll remember.
You able to get both balls, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I was definitely hoping for at least the first one, but the fact that we were able to get both of them was pretty cool.
We just had to sign something in exchange.
Yeah. Went out and met the people, and you know, gave them a signed ball, and thanked them for, you know, giving me the balls. I mean, it's something that, you know, I'll have for the rest of my life.
Can you just describe the thrill of your first major league home run?
I don't think I can, really. You know, I think it's something that obviously you dream about. You dream about getting here, but and then you dream about, you know, hitting a home run here. And, I don't know. I don't really remember it, to be completely honest. So
you remember running around the bases?
No, not one bit. Not one bit. I think it hit me, you know, as soon as I got in the dugout.
Remember anything else about it? I mean,
I know the count was 3-2,
right?
And hit a fastball.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty surreal.
The second game of the series Tuesday has Denilson Lamet starting for San Diego against Mark Leiter of the Phillies.